13.
Number 13, from the Comptroller, requesting approval of an extension of a standby reimbursement agreement with U.S. Bank.
Mr. Maskey, and again, congratulations.
Thank you.
I had an opportunity to meet your mother. She was a very charming person. And I really want to congratulate you, because most all of us have had at least one election to deal with, and you were there up, being very attentive and answering questions and doing whatever you needed to make sure that you got elected. And I want to congratulate you for your effort.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate the committee's support today behind the creation of the office. And a little less than 6 months ago, I had no idea I would be running for this position, and then I ran for this position. And I realized early on that I had to embrace the state statute and go with that, and I will attempt to be the type of person that you have known me to be over the years, to be forthright and honest to you, and do the best job that I can in creating this position. So thank you again. This matter of the extension of the standby reimbursement agreement with U.S. Bank, Milwaukee County back in 2003 provided support to Midwest Airlines in its fiscal needs at that time. And the best way that it could provide that support was by providing support for two bond issues that were used to build hangars at the airport. Those two hangars that were built required financial support from the airline by putting up other assets other than the hangars. And Milwaukee County was asked to step in and provide that support. And the way they did that was by providing the backup to a letter of credit. A letter of credit is, in essence, a document that the bondholders look to that if there ever is a problem with paying off the bonds, they can go straight to this letter of credit to U.S. Bank and say, pay off the bonds. And so the bondholders are held harmless in any of that matter. And because Milwaukee County is the direct support for that letter of credit, then that item comes back to Milwaukee County and says, okay, Milwaukee County, you are now responsible. So this standby reimbursement agreement with U.S. Bank is we are the means and the method of providing support for this letter of credit. In the last number of years, we all know that Midwest Airlines has ended its service. Frontier Airlines has taken that service up, and Frontier Airlines has made a number of changes in the last few months to a year. Our agreement is still with Midwest Airlines. We are unable to make a change of all of this over to Frontier Airlines with regards to the credit assistance agreement. So we still look to Midwest Airlines, which is still an entity there, but with really no operations that are occurring right now. However, this standby reimbursement stays in place. Behind the standby reimbursement agreement is mortgages on the two hangars, which have a value of approximately $14 million, and two trust funds that have a value of approximately $6 million. And so we have about $20 million supporting about $14 million of debt. And what we want to do is I'm asking for this agreement to be extended by another one-year period and see what happens. But the reason why we have this standby reimbursement agreement, it's our agreement with the bank that if there is any problem with Frontier Airlines paying, Milwaukee County can step in and pay. The current interest rate on this debt is approximately 1% and a letter of credit fee of 1%, 2% in essence on this total amount of debt. And we'd like to keep that until such time that we can arrange other methods that are there. So the standby agreement allows us to go to U.S. Bank, continue to pay amounts on the debt, continue to work arrangements with them and to work with U.S. Bank. In its essence, our agreement with them to work back and forth and work out issues that may occur regarding this debt. Frontier Airlines continues to pay on the debt, continues to pay the interest, continues to pay a principal portion down on the debt, and continues to pay the letter of credit fee. So by extending this a year, we continue with all of these agreements in place, and we continue forward with all of that. So I'm asking for an extension of 1 year to the agreement.
Thank you very much. Supervisors.
So there's been no default, is what you're telling us.
There's, yes, Mr. Chair, there has been no default at all on any of the items. They continue to pay their principal, they continue to pay their interest on all of the amounts. And I am in communication with the bank to let them know of any type of default that would occur. And Frontier has indicated to us that they are continuing to pay and using that. One of the facilities, the Skyway Hangar, is currently empty. There's been possibilities of people leasing. And the Midwest Hangar is still being used by Frontier Airlines, both as a minor maintenance facility, but also the second floor of the facility is being used as a call center.
I assume that if we finally get out from under this letter of guarantee, basically, that those state community development block grant funds, which is part of that reserve account, those would be freed up and available for use, what normally community development block grant funds are used for. Is that a fair assumption?
Supervisor, Mr. Chair, the agreement is with regards to those funds is those funds came through Racine County because the county did not have any ability at that time to take more block grant funds. So the agreement between the state and Racine County is any payment back of those funds would go half to Racine County and half to the state of Wisconsin.
It's amazing what businesses get when they want to. Government step up and help them. Thank you. Another piece.
Move approval.
Supervisor Cullen moves approval of item number 13. Any further comments, questions, concerns? Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
On approval, Supervisor Cullen?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Homer West?
Excuse.